This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed, and therefore should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement, medical or health advice, or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discretion, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn of through this show. You're listening to Let's Get Metaphysical. In this episode, Ren interviews Emmanuel Bartholomew Ben Israel and discusses the emotion code. Please note this interview is recorded via a Zoom call, so there are some moments of minor audio quality issues. Additionally, the first 6 minutes or so of the interview contain discussion of a gunshot-related injury that listeners who find such subject matter difficult may wish to skip over.
Our guest today is Emmanuel Bartholomew Ben Israel. Emmanuel is an experienced and highly empathic, certified emotion code practitioner who works with young people, adults, and entrepreneurs with often complex emotions or emotional blocks, physical pain, mental health problems, and abundance issues. He bases many of his interventions on the removal of trapped emotions, which causes energetic imbalances in the body. Many people experience emotional baggage and something called heart walls, which can hinder our lives in many areas, including business, relationships, happiness, abundance, and even prevent us from loving ourselves. Emmanuel uses the emotion code and body code to assist his clients in removing these blockages. I was introduced to Emmanuel last year from a friend who had had a heart wall removal by Emmanuel, and I was very intrigued because I have felt within myself that I've had heart walls for much of my life, even without exactly knowing how to explain that. So I reached out to Emmanuel for a removal and asked him to be on the podcast because I had such a wonderful experience. So I hope you enjoy our interview.
Greetings, podcast listeners. We are here today with Emmanuel Bartholomew Ben Israel. I'm so pleased to have you here, Emmanuel. Thank you so much for joining.
Hello, hello.
Emmanuel is a friend. We met a couple of months ago, several months ago now, and I've had a heart wall removal with Emmanuel, which was a tremendously transformative experience for me. And I'm really looking forward to talking with you about the emotion code today and how you use that to remove heart walls. But before we get there, Emmanuel, do you have a metaphysical experience that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Yes, indeed, I do. And this is going to align with the work that I actually do, because the work that I do deals with emotions and traumatic experiences. So I would talk about my first experience that was like mind-boggling and really let me know there was a higher source energy, because I felt it. So it was, I believe, 19 years old, and I was with some friends. And we were downtown St. Paul. There was a huge event going on, and we're just all enjoying ourselves. And unfortunately, there was an altercation, and some people started shooting. And a so-called happened. I heard it, and all I know is I felt a graze come past my face, and then I ended up getting hit in my leg. And it hit an artery. So I remember looking like I started hobbling, and I turned my head and I looked at my brother, and he's like, his eyes are just like big, like a deer seeing headlights. And all I could do is kind of just start like kind of running for help. And so I'm running for help, and I'm just seeing all this blood, and I realized that I need to get to a doctor, get to a hospital. So for some odd reason, I run up to a car and I just open up the door and I'm like, you have to take me to the hospital. I'm shot. So I sit in the back of the car, and the lady, she's driving the car, and she's just like driving. Miss Old Daisy, just taking her time. She's not like, you know, I'm expecting her to run through red lights and just get me to the hospital. She's just taking her sweet time. And there's two people sitting next to me and there's one in the front. And they're just looking at me like terrified. And I'm telling the lady, drive faster, drive faster. And she's just, and I'm screaming because I'm just watching just my jeans just fill with blood. I'm like, I'm going to die back here. I'm going to die. And I'm screaming, and she's just still just taking her sweet time. I'm like, lady, what are you doing? I'm going to die back here. And she has her hands on the steering wheel, and she just goes. And her head, the way her head turns, it was like, it was a force of energy. I just, like, when I say it, I lose my breath. And she was like, don't worry, God has a plan for you. And just turned her head back. It was,
what?
And I'm like, and I just looked like, and I'm just like, what just happened? Something just hit me. And it was, the force was so strong. I ended up jumping out the car and I ran all the way to the hospital and then passed out. And I would never forget that. And that was like one of the most like powerful experiences I believe I've had in my life. Because when she turned her head and said that, I felt like her head and her neck turned. I felt the energy like smack me. And when she said those words, it's just like my heart, the rush, the energy. I felt strong enough to jump out the car. Literally jumped out the car and just ran to the hospital. I felt the faith and the ability to make it, but I was shocked and like frightened at the same time, to the point where it was like, I just, you know, I'm wow. Still kind of speechless to kind of what happened, but I know
that experience
let me know there was a higher source energy, that there was a divine plan for me. And I had enough faith in the moment when it happened, that I could literally get out that car and just run to the hospital. And the nurse was like, I don't know how you made it.
So that was where it was, obviously.
Yeah, where the hospital was. Yes, I knew where the hospital was. And I just,
goodness.
I ran block after block after block. I think I ran six blocks to the hospital and then passed out when I got in there. It was just,
I can't believe that happened to you. All the things, not just the metaphysical part.
That yeah, it was a powerful experience.
Did you ever see the person who picked you up or the person whose car you got?
No.
Do you think that was real? Like, of course it was real. But somewhere in my mind, I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened?
Yeah, and you know, sometimes I wonder, like, was that an angel? Like, what was that? Like, a messenger? What happened there? Because she didn't even care I was shot. And she was just taking her sweet time, to the point where I was losing my mind in the back of the car and just fear that I was going to die.
Wow.
And when she said one, that's all she said to me.
Yeah.
She said, calm down. It's going to be okay. She said nothing. She drove.
Wow.
And the word she said was, don't worry, God has a plan for you. And she turned her head back and that was it.
Wow. That's unbelievable. But I'm sitting here like believing it, you know, like, was that your first kind of thing where you were like, whoa, there's something more than this.
Yeah, okay. That was it. That's when I felt that energy.
That's incredible.
Yeah, no, it was an incredible experience. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. That's a really personal story.
Yeah, and thank you. It's hard to share, especially on a professional call. You know, some people just expect people just to, you know, not experience things in life. And,
yeah, no.
I think that's why I'm so aligned with the work that I do now, is because it's all based upon those experiences and those emotions that are manifested from those experiences. And we'll get into that. So
yeah, let's get into that now. I'm so grateful to you, Emmanuel. Thank you for sharing that. Yes. That story is incredible. And I can feel the energy when you were saying it. You know, how do you put words to something like that? But let's get into it. I have two things I want to ask about. First is, what is the emotion code and how does it work? And then I want to go into, what is a heart wall and how do you work with heart walls?
So the emotion code is a practice that deal with trapped emotions. Emotions that get trapped into our subconscious. And when they get trapped, they find themselves being generated through organs and glands. They find themselves being almost golf ball size energy to the size of cantaloupes, and they get lodged in your magnetic fields, also muscle tissues. When your organs and glands become imbalanced, you get issues like chronic fatigue. You find, because your organs and glands are connected to muscle tissues, you find yourself also getting pain in your body. And when these imbalances become very severe to the point where your body cannot take it anymore, then you find yourself with illnesses and diseases. So the emotion code is a practice of identifying those trapped emotions that are lodged in your body and or in your subconscious, and then releasing them by way of kinesiology, which is muscle testing, if you're not familiar with.
Thanks for that, yeah.
We utilize kinesiology, and we ask statements to the subconscious that are, you know, very basic but very precise, true or false questions, where we would get either a strong muscle test or a weak muscle test, and we let the subconscious guide us to the issue. And we find out what emotions that are repressed in the subconscious. We find out what emotions are causing the body to become imbalanced. And then we utilize what is a magnet, and we roll this down the governing meridian of the spine. The governing meridian is the meridian that kind of governs all the meridians. That's where the energy flows through the body, and we use that to release that trapped energy that's lodged in your body.
And for those listeners who aren't familiar with the meridian system, it's a traditional Chinese medicine system. The meridian system is what is used by acupuncturists as well to help dislodge blocked energy, energy channels.
Yep. It's like rivers flowing through your body, but it's the energy flowing through your body. People may not be aware of what emotions are. And, you know, they're vibrations, they're frequencies. And happy emotions, they vibrate on a higher level. Joy, love, they vibrate on very high levels. And then you get emotions like anger and resentment, abandonment, terror, unworthiness, worthlessness, shame. And these are very low vibrating emotions. So these emotions, not only are they vibrations and frequencies, but it's data as well to the subconscious. It becomes stored events into your archive memories that are stored in your subconscious. And your subconscious is doing a majority of the work. It's influencing your thinking. And that's a lot of influence on the conscious mind and influence on your actual reality. And so these emotions are huge. If we were emotionless and we didn't think, then what would we be? It would be like robots. Mm-hmm. It's imperative that we, you know, we actually give more value to these emotions because they actually create us. They create color within our lives. And a lot of people don't see the value of emotions and how huge of a role they play in our lives. But that energy, imagine it getting trapped into your autonomic nervous system and throwing off your parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. You're in a roller coaster, emotional roller coaster. You're flooding your body with stress hormones, and that's what this energy does. And it can become very toxic to the physical realm. And it's my belief that all things first start as energy in the energetic realm and manifests in the physical realm.
So what's a heart wall?
The heart wall. The heart, first of all, is a very important organ. And the energy of the heart is a very important energy. And I'm also a heart math facilitator, so I work with the Heart Math Institution, and we measure the impact of the heart. So you have your heart rate and your heartbeat, and in between there's this other heart rate that's kind of beating and communicating in between those heartbeats, and we measure those things. And what we've been able to see is that the heart communicates to the brain 6 times faster than the brain communicates to the heart. So that's when you're looking at speed, 6 seconds is a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Like 1/1000, 2/1000, 3/1000, 4/1000, 5/1000, 6/1000. That's a lot of time when you're talking about communicating. And the heart is communicating faster to the brain. And then it has a its magnetic field is 60 times more powerful. I was getting the two sixes mixed up.
Yeah, more powerful.
And that's huge, because when we look at this magnetic field, we're looking at a field that surrounds you in between 3 to 12 feet out. And in between this field, there's information. There's information being sent out, and there's information coming in. Have you ever walked by somebody and you could tell that they were unhappy? You could tell that they were sad, or you could tell they were just in a state of joy. You could just feel it, like, that's a happy person. Mm-hmm. Well, that is information being sent from the heart to you. Have you ever heard the saying, you attract what you are? Mm-hmm. Well, that's the information you're communicating to somebody else, and you're pulling them into you. So it's a magnetic gravitational field. Mm-hmm. Coming from our heart. So that's another important fact.
Like attracts like?
Yes, yes. Your heart is your center of creativity. That's where your intuition comes from. That's also important to understand. And your heart is also communicating with your organs and your glands, your nervous system, vagus nervous system, all those systems that are very critical. Now, what happens is when you have what is called a heart wall is first created to protect you. So just imagine if you were going through a war, or we could say abusive relationship, and you had to protect your heart, because as we indicated, it's communicating to your brain, it's communicating to the rest of the world, it's communicating to your cells, to your organs and glands, it's communicating to everything. You don't want that to get damaged. And so if you're going through a war, you're going to protect yourself. We had a war breakout, people barricade themselves. Well, a heart wall essentially starts as a barricade for the heart to protect it. And the things that you're going through, whether it was abuse, whether it was some heartache, some abandonment from a divorce of your parents, it protected your heart with those emotions and created this wall. And that's wonderful when you're going through times of chaos and traumatic experiences. You want to be aware of it so that that wall is sending communication to your brain, making you aware of it. It's sending communication to your sympathetic nervous system, like, hey, there's trauma coming. You need to protect yourself. Now you can relax. So send the information to your body. And again, that's good in that time. But when the war is over, this is the problem. When the war is over, you're still in that barricade. Mm-hmm. And now it's been 10 years and you're still suffering from abandonment issues. Mm-hmm. You're still sending that communication to your brain, that fear, that anger. So now you find yourself constantly angry because that communication is being sent to your brain. Your nervous system, your autonomic nervous system is just in chaos. You're constantly stressed, because that communication of that war is still being sent. Like, hey, you need to be prepared to fight. You need to be prepared to run. And you're constantly sending that message to your autonomic nervous system, and you're flooding your tissues with these stress hormones, but you're not under stress. You're sending that information to the people who's coming around you, and they're sensing it. So if you're in business, you know, who wants to do business with a person that is suffering from betrayal, and they can feel there's a lack of trust within that internal dialogue and communication? Or you're attracting that same lover into your life, and you're attracting a broken, hurt individual. You're like, why do I keep attracting these bad men or these bad women? Well, that's the communication you're sending out, and you two are communicating and agreeing on a spiritual level, and you're inviting them back into your life. You're pulling them back into your life. So the heart wall removal is, again, utilizing kinesiology, muscle testing, and asking the subconscious, first of all, do you have a heart wall? And then finding out what trapped emotions are around that heart wall, are around your heart. What emotions are you signaling to your brain, to through your magnetic field, to your cells, to your glands, what emotions are causing you to welcome certain things that would just put your body in a state of disease and illness. Hmm. all can come from this heart wall. So we then release those emotions from your heart wall. And that's the heart wall removal process.
I love it so much. It was so useful to me in ways that I'm still processing. And listeners, you can hear more about my own heart wall removal in the bonus content of this episode to be found on Patreon. But it is worth looking into. And I think that, well, I'm curious, Emmanuel, do you feel like everyone has a heart wall? Do you ever run across people who don't?
There are people out there who do not have heart walls. From the research that we've done over 20 years or more is that 96% of the population is dealing with a heart wall.
Wow.
And it's evident just by looking at how the world is operated. Mm-hmm. Such a low level of love for ourselves and love for others. And that just indicates a heart wall right there. How we treat ourselves, how we, you know, the things we put into our body. When we look at obesity, again, everything happens on the energetic side of things, and it manifests in the physical realm. So what we're seeing is symptoms of an unhealthy soul, a plagued soul, a plagued spirit. So when you see someone dealing with obesity, you know, that's just a symptom of what's going on within. Even an unorganized person. You know, someone who's unorganized is just a symptom of being unorganized within. Mm-hmm. You can just look at the world, war, you know, you look at schools being shot up by young adolescents, like what's going on within? And we find ourselves constantly having to ask that question. And it's just obvious that people are suffering from within. And to me, that's a sign that, hey, no one's going to be able to solve this issue for yourself except you. And it's time for us all to start turning back and going back to the source, and that's within ourselves.
I fully agree on that. So, Emmanuel, what was your introduction to the emotion code?
My introduction to the emotion code first really started on a quest of self-love and self-healing, and I'm looking for ways to increase my abundance. I wanted more for myself. And, you know, I went on a journey of mindfulness and self-love, self-compassion, self-care, and then a desire to see how I can create the biggest impact and serve others at its deepest level, in the roots. And I was just like, you know, what's causing all this? I'm just looking. What's causing it in my life? What's causing it in everybody else's life? And when I came across the emotion code, my intuition, I felt it within. I guess that's another metaphysical experience. I knew right away, this is it. This is the problem right here. And I ran with it. I just felt it, ran with the work, learned it. And I remember I was having some severe back pains, just lots of tension. I owned two businesses, plantation. I was a single father. You know, I was stressed, overwhelmed. I have these big goals. And it got to a point where my back felt like it was just going to just snap in half. And, you know, at one point I couldn't even get out of bed. Like my feet was just going through so much pain. And so I had to crawl first before I walked like a baby. And I remember being terrified to actually do a session on myself. And I said, know what, just do it. I remember I released two emotions, and one of them was abandonment. And the abandonment was when I was 17 years old, I called myself getting married to my first love. I was told you're supposed to marry your first love, so I followed that direction. I was very coachable and married my first love, and I went to college, and she decided to cheat on me, and I was heartbroken. That was part of the reason why my journey from dropping out of college, because I just lost my drive and passion. I was crushed. So I trapped the emotion of betrayal and abandonment. And when I released those emotions, I remember I was like, did something happen? I'm like, did it work? Like, what happened? And just like, I was looking for a sign to say, hey, this stuff, this practice works. And I'm like, just kind of moving my body around, just saying like, you know, not even looking to release the energy lodged in my back, but it was so severe. And when you have a lot of pain, pain is like that symptom where your body's like, hey, I got to get rid of this. Like, I'm bringing it to the surface. I'm ready to deal with this. And I started wiggling around. I was like, holy smokes, my pain is gone. I started laughing like, I don't have no pain in my back. And I remember it was like, it took me 2 days to accept the fact that those emotions released the pain in my back. And I was struggling with it. Like, it was so bad. You know, that really like launched my journey when I released that pain, because I didn't know what was going on. It was just excruciating back pain. I'm talking about burns in my back. And it just took like 35 minutes, two emotions. And that's, that energy was lodged in my back, vibrated, and just causing pain. And that's what trapped emotions would do.
Wow.
Hopefully I answered that correctly.
You did. There's, yeah, of course. So there's not an incorrect answer in your story. You know, no, I love that. You know, we've actually touched on this already, but if you feel like adding anything to this question, the question is, how can emotion code be helpful and for whom? What kind of folks are coming to you? And like, what do you see maybe most often in your practice?
I'm working with people that are looking to have more abundance. Past trauma events start to help form our beliefs, and all that stuff will block your success.
Yeah.
I have clients coming for that. I have a lot of clients coming that are dealing with chronic pains and fatigue, depression, anxiety. Heart walls are big causes of depression and anxiety. Right. And my company is called Discover You because I believe everyone should take the opportunity to discover themselves, because that's where the true blessings and the true gifts come from in life. We find ourselves going every other place for answers.
Right.
Don't come within. And we're so imbalanced and dysfunctional. We have so many issues. And, you know, it doesn't take much to see what's going on in this world. And again, it just, you know, takes us back to going within and diving within. And, you know, I have clients who are paying for 20 years. We're talking about, like, 20-minute sessions are getting rid of the pain. It's all emotional-based. You know, when we talk about pain, if you have structural damage, okay, you can get some pain from that. But that's going to heal itself. And typically, even a break of a femur can take around 6 weeks to heal. But the pain, it doesn't explain chronic pain right, for 20 years. So now that takes us back to the mental, emotional, and some people call it psychosomatic, you know, and that got some bad rap to it. But what people are just trying to say is that it's emotional based. Right. And it's dealing with the subconscious, unconscious mind. And this work really helps people in that, dealing with those type of challenges, because you really can't go nowhere. You can't go to a hospital you can't go to a hospital and get your body scanned for emotions.
Right.
After emotions. This is all inner work, and it's forcing science to marry ancient wisdom and forcing us to come together and say, okay, with the ancient people were saying was right.
Right.
You know, and now science is being able, like, especially like the HeartMath Institution is able to measure our heart's magnetic field. So they're like, whoa, it's real. And now they're looking at the emotions and all this just great stuff that is really just confirming what we've already known for 4,000 years. And that again is just going to force us to come back within. And when you look at, you know, even if you go even to a religious sense, when I read the Bible, I hear Christ saying, go within.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom is not there, but within you. And that alone just tells you, like, it's here. You just got to go back in. They broke down 613 law, statutes, and commandments of the Old Testament to two commandments, and that's love God with all thy heart, and love thy neighbor. And those, to love anything is going to be measured by how much you love yourself.
Right.
You got to go back within. So, you know, I just look at all the different concepts and different things out there, and it's time to go back within. So
I love that. I'm so glad you brought that up. I love your perspective. And of course, you know, I love the intersections of science and spirituality. That is the raison d'être for this show. So, and it's true. We are, I feel like we are in a huge time right now on our planet of bringing it back to the spiritual and bringing it back to within in lieu of just accepting the outer modern Western science kind of view of things. We need both. I just wanted to ask a few more questions. One is, how are you working with this now? I know you see clients, and I know you said you work with heart math as well. Is there anything else that you do that you want to mention?
So there's an advanced aspect of the emotion code, and that's called the body code. And the body code breaks down the body into six possible imbalances that can occur within the body. When you break down these six imbalances, it breaks down to 270 imbalances. So those are six categories, from energies to toxins to pathogens to nutrition and lifestyle to misalignments in the body, all the way to your circuits and systems being imbalanced. And it's a very dynamic system. And we literally allow the subconscious to just navigate through this well put together system that can identify all the way from spiritual and evil entities in your body, all the way to viruses in your body. A lot of times we forget that everything has an energy body. So you can have a virus in your body, and you can take medication to destroy that virus, but the energy of the virus will still remain in your body. And it will attack your body as if you had candida, or if you had whatever virus was in your body. So a lot of our clients are suffering as if they have the living virus, and just by releasing the energy of it, they get better. And it just, from misalignments, the same things you would have to see a chiropractor for would just be energy lodged in your vertebrae and so forth, and releasing that energy, pain goes away, everything. So all the way from the chakras being imbalanced, dealing with the meridians, and just so forth.
That's amazing. I didn't know that it covered all of those systems, the emotion code and the body code.
Yeah, so that's the body code system. It's a more advanced system that just allows us to dive deeper into your being and your subconscious to find out what is causing it to be imbalanced. Mm-hmm. The color of your home can cause a toxic energy in your body. I had a client she literally went from running marathons and running every day all the way to not getting out of bed for 2 years. And when she came, she was okay with suicide. And there's energies called the will to die, or no will to live energy. And this is almost like shutting down your body. And after a month and a half, she was literally running 7 days a week. She literally hasn't been out of bed in 2 years. Wow. And, you know, she had intolerances to latex, and her walls were all latex paint.
Wow.
And it was causing imbalances in their body. So it's things like that, that this advanced work can identify of what's causing your being to be imbalanced. And we just let the subconscious lead us that way. Instead of a doctor telling you what's wrong with you, or a machine telling you what's wrong with you, we just use kinesiology and allow your subconscious to tell us exactly what's wrong, because you know what's wrong with you. We've just become so disconnected that we can't figure out what's going on deep within. And that's why there's a dire need for us to connect with ourselves at a deeper level.
I love that. Yes, we do. On a higher level, our high selves always know what is up.
Yep.
And connecting to that is the key.
Yep. So that's the advanced work I do, is the body code.
Thank you for sharing. Is there anything else that's coming up that you'd like to talk about?
I just highly suggest that just people just take the time out to discover themselves and just take that, invest that time. I've learned a formula from a young lady, Reagan Hilliard. So she does a lot of manifestation work, and she talks about the 80-20 rule. And I really have adopted this rule. And this rule is you should spend 80% of your time working on yourself, spending time with yourself, becoming closer with yourself. And when you become aligned with your highest self, when you're expressing from your truest and purest self, then that allows for you to take aligned action. Then that's that 20%. Mm-hmm. And you find yourself connecting with the right people. Your relationships are stronger because you're coming from your stronger self. The career you choose, the work you choose to do on this earth while you're here in this body, is the work that's aligned with who you are. Your choices, just everything is different. But you're only going to be able to operate from that level if you're connected with yourself. Get connected with yourself. Spend 80% of your time with yourself, and the other 20% of your time will be well spent, pleasant, happy, joyful, and blissful.
Thank you for sharing that. I like that a lot too. So, Emmanuel, how can people reach you? Do you have a website?
Awesome. So, of course, my website is discovertheyou.com. So that's www.discovertheyou.com, discovertheyou. Email address, if you need an email, is healing@discovertheyou.com. And if you want to just call me directly, 612-615-8894. Again, 612-615-8894. If they tell me that they heard this show, I definitely will give you a free consultation to assess if you have a heart wall, find out how many emotions are in your heart wall. So definitely.
Wow, that's really generous. Yeah. Thank you, Emmanuel.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Good. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
It's been a pleasure, and thank you for having me. I'm honored.
I hope you enjoyed our interview with Emmanuel. I think that this topic is one that touches almost everyone I can think of. I don't know anyone who does not have baggage, especially emotional baggage, that they can get rid of. And this is a really beautiful, pretty painless way to do it. I got a lot out of my own heart wall removal, and I will discuss that in the bonus content for this episode on the Let's Get Metaphysical Patreon page. We just wanted to take a minute to thank all of our patrons on the Let's Get Metaphysical Patreon page. This podcast is entirely listener supported through our patrons on Patreon, and we just wanted to give a huge thank you to all of our current patrons: Alexa, Aries, Audra, Becky, Bill, Carlos, Colby, Crystal, Elizabeth, Ellen, Eric, Goddess Jillian, Guy, Josephine, Julia, Kelly, Lindsay, Lynn, Sally, Stephanie, Stephen, Takanari, and Zebulon. A big thanks to all of our patrons. And if you are interested in supporting this podcast for a $1 a month, maybe $2 a month donation, then please visit www.patreon.com/letsgetmeta. We have several different tiers of rewards, but any patron who joins at the $2 tier gets all of our bonus content for each episode, and we really appreciate it, truly.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. To find out more about Emmanuel and his work, visit discovertheyou.com or email healing@discovertheyou.com. Let's Get Metaphysical is a production of the HANA Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniacci. Audio editing by Zoe Ravenwood. The voice of the credits is me, Aries. Thanks for listening.